Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our listeners joining us around the world through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Linda Clark is back with us this afternoon to not only catch us up on what she's been up to since her last visit, but also to introduce music from her project New Beginnings. One of the great things about artists like Linda is that she's able to not only share her gift, but also inspire people along the way. We're going to talk to her about what that experience has been like as she's been meeting her fans and communicating with them online, and also what she has in store for all of you in 2013. Linda, good afternoon, and welcome back to the program.
Good afternoon, Cyrus. Hello, and thanks so much for having me again.
Look, it's always a pleasure. As I told you last time, you're welcome back here anytime. So whenever you'd love to come and share with us, the door is wide open for you. Let's just kind of jump in here, Linda, because as I mentioned, you know, you have been one of those artists, and I think even the singles we're going to listen to today show this, that you're able to not only share a gift, but also share an important message as well. What has that been like for you as you have, you know, finished off 2012 and now going into 2013, being able to share music from New Beginnings? What has it been like for you to see the response?
It's been amazing to me to see the response. You know, it's interesting that the CD is titled New Beginnings, like you said, coming off of 2012, coming into 2013, which is, you know, a new year is always indicative of a new start, you know, doing something brand new. And this album, particularly the song New Beginnings even, has been a blessing to a lot of fans, and for them to come back and relay to me what it means to them, how they can be inspired and encouraged, you know, through song, and knowing that they can have a new beginning, a new start, you know, it lights me up, really, and to know that God gave me this particular word to sing and to see that it's touching the lives of so many is very encouraging for me.
Well, you know, Linda, I was reading, actually, it was so interesting that you just said what you did about, you know, a new year. Because, you know, I was on a friend of mine's Facebook page today, and they were talking about the blessings that they were receiving. And someone posted, and they were just, like, almost overwhelmed by it. And someone posted on their site, you know, to whom, you know, much is given, much is expected.
Yes.
What does it feel like to know that you have been given this gift in this particular time to share with people in this particular way? How does that make you feel?
I'm humbled first and foremost by the gift, to know that God entrusts me with such a gift. But at the same time, I believe that we serve in Ephesians 3:20 God, who, you know, God desires us to give us blessings like this all the time. And I believe that eyes really have not seen. We haven't really even tapped into what God desires to do for us. And I believe I'm really just starting to accept what God is wanting to do for me all along. And it's like, wow, why haven't I been doing this all along? And it's like, oh, God, it's like, yeah, exactly. But I'm thankful that he's, you know, been patient with me, and he's working with me. And as you said, even today with your doors being open, God continues to open the doors. And, you know, I have a mind to just walk through the door rather than try to make a doorway for myself. I just walk through the doors that God opens for me. And the anointing makes it easy, you know, when you're following after him, when you're doing it his way, it makes it all the more easy. Not easy in the sense that there's no work behind it, but it makes more sense that way to just do it God's way. But I'm definitely humbled by it, that he would choose me to spread the word through song.
And it's songs that are definitely impactful, as our listeners will be able to see. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Linda Clark is back with us, everyone. She's sharing with us not only what she's been up to since her last visit, but also what it's been like for her to share the gift that is in not only her voice, but also the new project, New Beginnings, an appropriate title for, I think, all of us, which are looking at each and every day as a new opportunity to do great things. You know, this this greatness that you've been given in the form of your ministry and your voice, Linda, when did you first know that this is the instrument that God had given you to be able to spread his word?
You know, they said we overcome. The word says we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And my testimony is that when, because I believe that we're blessed to be a blessing to others, it's not so much as something that I was able to feel or hear, but it was as a result of the people of God coming and sharing with me how the ministry blessed them. And it was then that I realized, wow, you know, this quote, unquote, gift that God gave me is really blessing his people. And that in itself is not just, oh, you have a pretty voice. It's so much more than that. And, you know, 10, 20 years ago, I know that's a wide time span there, but, you know, maybe 15 years ago is when I really came into the knowledge, hey, it's just, it's more than a song. It's more than a melody, but this is really, it's about ministry, and it's about impacting the lives of others through song. You know, not just doing the riffs and the runs, but really having the message behind the melody.
Exactly. Speaking of music, I think that is a great segue. New Beginnings, the title track. Talk to us about that song and what you hope listeners are able to take away from it.
Okay. Me personally, daily, I in my prayer, I always ask, I thank God for a new day, new beginning. I thank him for his grace, which is renewed every day. And I recall saying something like, "You know, I'm so glad, God, that you gave me a new dose of grace today, because if it had not been for a new dose, I probably would have run out from yesterday." So, you know, I speak to the world and saying that, you know, yesterday's gone, last year's gone, but today is here, you know, and where there is life, there is hope, there is God. God is waiting for us. You know, we have a new beginning in him, and he loves us so much, and his long-suffering is amazing. But I just thank God that because I'm in him, I can always have a new beginning with him. You know, whether it's me falling down and scraping a knee and getting back up again, it doesn't matter. God's grace is sufficient. His love is never-ending. And in that, I know that I have a new beginning, and you can too.
A great message and a great segue as well, as I mentioned. Linda, why don't you go ahead and introduce the title track for us?
The title track, ladies and gentlemen, New Beginnings. Old things have passed away. New beginnings.
Old things have passed away. Behold, I'm new in Christ today. New beginning. New beginning. Christ.
that was Linda Clark with New Beginnings here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. It's great to have Linda back with us to kind of catch us up on everything she's been up to since her last visit, but also to talk to us about how she is using this new year, of course, to be able to share the new message of New Beginnings. You know, as you said earlier, Linda, you know, I think, you know, here we are going into another year, and I had a conversation with a recording artist on this program, and it stuck with me what he said about the difference in this being, you know, going from one year to another, from it being just another year to being a new year. And he was talking about how it really begins with us and a decision that we have to make for ourselves. You know, you made that decision for yourself, as so many people of faith have done, but it's something that's not always easy because we, you know, we're in this world where things are not perfect. There are, you know, people are hurting. People don't know how they're going to be able to get through the day sometimes. What do you hope as they listen to songs like New Beginnings and also the next single we're going to hear on your side, that they know that they don't have to go through this by themselves?
You know, I hope that people, as a result of listening to this track as well as the others, can come to realize that they're not in this thing alone. They're not in this thing called life alone. And, you know, the word of God also tells us to take no thought for your life. You know, what you'll eat, what you drink, what you'll wear, and all these things. And sometimes we burden ourselves down unnecessarily, thinking about next week, next year, and all of the provisions and this and that. But God said, if you just seek me first in my kingdom, you know, all of these things will be added unto you. And,
right.
you know, unnecessarily, it's just like the old hymn said, all because we do not carry everything to him in prayer, we, you know, we often bog ourselves down. And I have had to learn myself personally to day by day depend on God, to seek his face day by day, not worried about tomorrow, not worried about things that I absolutely have no control over, and seeking his face in everything, trusting him for everything, whether it be small, whether it be large, but trusting God for everything. So even when I'm desiring such things or trusting God for things that doesn't really work out the way that I think they will, mm-hmm. because my trust is in him and he knows the end of the thing anyways, I'm not shaken by, you know, what has transpired, because, you know, he knows. He really knows what's best. And it sounds easy, but that's why it's a day-by-day walk. You know, we have to take it one day at a time, one step at a time, one faith walk at a time.
There you go. And that's the thing. And as you said, an important thing there that I took out of just what you shared there, Linda, is that you don't have to go through it by yourself. You're not in this by yourself. And I think that should help us all, even though, you know, we might seem as though, you know, nobody else seems to understand, you know, to know that there are others who have been through it and gone above. I think that's the thing for all of us to keep in mind. I think that's a great way for us to think about this next single, On Your Side.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to us about that, Linda, and how it came about.
Yeah, excellent segue. You know, we may be alone a lot of times. You know, I remember times in my life where I was alone. You know, I went through a divorce, you know, times where I was raising children by myself. I may have been isolated in my life, but even though I didn't necessarily always feel God's presence there, God always found a way to reassure me that he never left my side. You know, Psalms 139, whether you're in the bottom pit of a valley, if you find yourself up on a mountaintop, you look around, and if you could just get out of yourself and realize God is on your side. God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He may not agree with everything that you're doing, everything that you want to do, but he is yet and still on our side.
There you go. Great, great, great message there. Why don't you go ahead and introduce it for us there, Linda?
Ladies and gentlemen, I love this song. This shows a little livelier part of me, livelier side of me, one that my teenage children typically like to enjoy as well. So from Psalms 139, inspired song featuring Sir Walter Scott, On Your Side.
Go from your presence. spirit on my mind before the dawn is where others snoring. God's on my side, all in my heart, telling me which moves to make. Before I step out of bed, him I gotta thank and live for him. I'm dedicated and disciplined, a true insight from knowing the dimension of the author. I'm daily reading, through daily thinking, never reach a plateau. It's good to know that I'm supported by my Holy Father.
Linda Clark with On Your Side from her new album, New Beginnings. Linda's been spending some time with us, kind of catching us up on what she's been up to, how she's been starting, of course, 2013, that is sharing the inspirational messages of the album, but also letting all of you know something that we shared actually before we listened to that song, and that is that whatever you're going through, you are not alone and that God is right there by your side. So, Linda, how can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as get their own copy of the album?
Yes, please stay in contact with me. Visit me, first of all, at www.lindaclarkmusic.com. I'm on Facebook. Follow me at Linda Clark Music, as well as Twitter, Linda Clark Music. And they can definitely log on to the website to find the music, or they can log on to iTunes, as well as CD Baby, Rhapsody, all those good things, you know, to find the music. And it will be coming soon to Amazon.
All right. So we can definitely look forward to that. Linda Clark Music. Is where you guys can find her, and as also on Twitter at Linda Clark Music. We actually tagged her there as well. You can find her there as well as on her Facebook fan page too. She's all over the place, so make sure you do take advantage of the opportunity to spend time with Linda online, but also to get your own copy of New Beginnings. Linda, congratulations to you again on the project, and thank you so much for coming back. Really appreciate the time.
God bless you, Simon. Thanks again for having me.
Very glad to do it. God bless you as well. Now, for those who came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. If you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can find the link there. I want to once again thank Linda for coming on the program and, of course, being able to share with us music from New Beginnings. Make sure you guys do pick up your album. That's going to do it for us for this part of the program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thank you so much for joining us for Conversations Live. Have a great evening.